Hello, Marnie Hartman. How are you?
Hi, Pearl.
It's so nice to have you here live and in person.
Thank you.
This is our community wellness talk, and Dr. Marnie Hartman is our guest, who is a physical therapist and a certified strength and conditioning specialist and a registered yoga teacher. Let's see, Marnie, let's make sure we've got everything going here for you. Is that better?
No different.
We're not hearing headphones.
I don't have
sound.
We're
hearing you in
this. That's all that matters.
It's all good. It's all good. And tell us what's going on.
Well, this is actually a great little stumbling intro because I'm here to talk about the aspects of springtime, which I really appreciated Tom and Angie's discussion on Saturday about how maybe we just shouldn't even use that word. and the traditional outlook on it is more about the end of summer. Or end of winter, I'm sorry. End of winter.
Right, I like that.
Yeah,
that
I do
we're
too.
Getting something fabulous. We're getting over a hard part and we're getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's an idea of it's an ending that slowly turns into a beginning rather than this like feeling of it's springtime, which is like a page turner and all of a sudden you're there. And that's not really what happens, especially here in the Chilkat Valley. You know, we have this ebb of the shift. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can feel really destabilizing for our body, our mind, and our spirit, which is what I often come here and talk about.
Isn't that funny how they're kind of connected?
Oh, they are fully connected. Wow. No matter how much we want to try to separate them, to understand them better, or to manipulate them, mm-hmm. We really are more successful on both of those when we integrate. And okay. So that's what we're going to do today a little bit is discuss the integration of sort of more of the allopathic outlook with the traditional Chinese medicine. Allopathic just sort of means like monofocused. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I think back to what I tend to see in my physical therapy practice. Mm-hmm. This time of year, I see a lot of emotional dysregulation, more of your like careless injuries, sprains, strains.
Yeah.
Yeah. The things that are like, you know, oh, I just wasn't paying attention or I went out too hard too fast. Little things like that, you know, rash decisions. And this,
right on. Yeah. 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 You want to jump into
you
something
jump in.
And the weather's good or you've got the change in the mental framework
right.
coming out of the deep winter.
Yeah, yeah. You're feeling that itch to like go, whatever that go is mm-hmm. for you, plant a garden, get onto your spring athletic activities, mm-hmm. you know, have your last big ski of the season or whatever. And so there's this hurried sense, which I think is kind of interesting because I sort of flew in the door here today as Angie was calling me on the phone and I'm watching you, you know, also appear a little bit scattered. And, you know, it's just very normal for this time of year. This is where we are. And in traditional Chinese medicine and in a lot of like kind of ancestral medicine with our local natives, the alignment is really interesting to me. We see it as an emotional demonstration of anger, frustration, irritation. We think about like tendon injuries. We think about that like angstiness that comes along with, for some of us, it's this like what we've been talking about of this like rush to get started. And for others, it's that hard pull of, but I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to let go of the introspection. I have more of this sluggish feeling, even though it's getting brighter. I don't want to get out of bed. And so, yeah, I think, you know, it's just a great time of year for us to notice that there is this ebb that's happening. And, you know, we can easily look around and see that nature demonstrates this as well, right? Mm-hmm. Last week, for example, how many, you know, pictures and posts and discussions were there about like our little bulbs starting to pop up, right?
Yeah.
And this week, what do you think those little bulbs are doing? They're retreating a little bit,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
It's a little colder, so yeah. They're going to pull back. They're not going to be as open and bright, but they're going to wait, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to retreat and pull back and just make sure that their roots are fully nourished mm-hmm. and grounded before they pop back up next time the sun comes out.
Something that I just observed last week, and I'm sure it's going on now, is that I'm thinking, these trees are about to burst. And they're about to pop, and they're going to flower for like apple trees or cherry trees. But the ground's frozen. Yeah. The ground's still frozen, and so the tree is really not awake yet. And, right. and that's changing each week, but it's still ongoing.
That's right. And so what are they doing? They're taking their time.
Yeah. They're not in a hurry.
No, they're not in a hurry.
They seem to be in a hurry once it all starts to happen.
That's right.
But they're waiting.
Right. And so right now, they're waiting and they're doing a lot of work behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we slowly start to witness that as the season unfolds, which is what we get to do for ourselves, too. We get to take a look and say, what have I been doing all winter? Mm-hmm. What have I been working on behind the scenes? And how do I want to let that slowly start to unfold as spring turns into summer? Right. And so I just thought I'd come with a couple little tidbits on
okay.
how we can utilize this awareness to, you know, turn in and nourish ourselves. So the first thing is to just take stock and notice, how am I feeling internally? That's kind of body, mind, spirit wise. And how does it balance or conflict with my intentions and the external environment, right? So just for example, this week I might be in that like, I'm ready. I'm still really powered up from that, you know, spring we had last week. Uh-huh. and yet the external environment is actually saying, no, don't go out there and plant your seeds yet, right? Yeah. And so again, now I have this conflict. What do I do about it? I go back to the planning stage, right? If it's the opposite, if you're feeling that like, wow, last week it was sunny, but I didn't want to get out of bed, mm-hmm. you know, that's okay. You can use this week to honor that for a little bit longer and recognize, what do I need to help pull me out of bed?
Mm-hmm.
So allow yourself space and time to slow down and or catch up.
And so sleep is important.
Of course, always. And then the next thing we can do is to take this time to visualize a little bit so we can start to create a clearer plan.
Mm-hmm.
We could draw it out. So if we use like the gardening idea, this is a great time to sit down with your pad of paper and write down your garden plans or draw your big, beautiful schematics like Sabina tends to do at Gomi's Garden, you know, or if it's not about gardening, if it's about your fishing season, or, you know, maybe it's about a construction project outside that you want to start.
Right.
You know, we're not pounding those nails yet. We can't break into the foundation of the ground, but we can start to really like make sure that we have a clear visualized plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so again, we can also kind of think of nature as our guide. We can start to look out there and say, what is it doing? How ready is it? Like you said, mm-hmm. last week, ooh, things are like, ooh, and then yeah. you go, oh, nope, actually, no, they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let that be your inspiring guide. We can use our breath as a means to balance. So if we're feeling edgy and frustrated and hurried and, you know, kind of unstable, we can slow our breath down, and that will help to slow down our mental and emotional energies, right? So you can use what we call a squaring of the breath, where you just find a balanced breath. So your inhale is equal to your exhale with a count.
Mm-hmm.
You can even add an equal inhale hold and then an equal exhale hold. So a simple example of that is like inhaling for a count of four, pausing for four, exhaling for four, pausing for four.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, I'm a little more grounded and mm-hmm. anchored.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you do feel like you've been in that rush state and you're not finding good clarity, it's a good time to just pause and turn into your breath.
Yeah, and that kind of turns off the monkey mind that's kind of rattling around all the time about the next great adventure and the next great thing or the next great source of anxiety. And there you've just shut it down. You've just paid a little attention to something very rooted and grounded, and that's good.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And if you're on the other side of this bipolar nature of our season, right, that you're feeling really sluggish and tired and your roots are still super frozen, you can do the opposite. You can do a little bit of what we call hyperventilation, where you do some rapid breathing. You can do some turning upside down with your head, seriously, and coming back up, even if it's just like bending forward as you're sitting and then pulling your head back up and breathing inhale and exhale and inhale and exhale. Mm-hmm. And that'll help to kind of get those roots to start to feel a bit more nourished and a bit more alive. And so that's, again, it's stimulating our sympathetic nervous system in a positive way. So we start to feel a bit more energetic. So I think it's really good to recognize that neither is right or wrong, and you might not be balanced with your friends or your family or your partners. And that's okay, right? It's about finding your own internal place of stability, recognizing where you are and what you need and how to feed it.
And by the way, I'm speaking with Dr. Marnie Hartman. She is a physical therapist, a certified strength and conditioning specialist, and a registered yoga teacher, just to kind of make sure we get people know who is this
who
talking
is this
anyway.
Person? Yeah, thank you for that. So, you know, again, just recognizing where you are. So first we notice, and then we give ourselves time to create a clear visual path. Mm-hmm. And then we can use our breath to help to find that balanced state. And then we can also use body movements to help support ourselves. So in this realm, it's really good to stimulate the side body. So that's both the outside, so like rib cage, underarms, lateral neck, outer legs, as well as the inside of the legs. So like the groins, the inner thighs, the inner foot. And the thing that I really love about this kind of visualization is that we're moving, but we're not moving backwards. We're not going back to winter.
Right.
But we're not pushing forward into spring yet either.
Hmm.
We're sort of in this place of like, you know, the trees dancing in the wind, which what strengthens their roots.
Ah, so lateral side to side motion or flexion.
That's right.
An extension is a benefit.
Because
we are very dorso-ventrally oriented. We're always going forward or backwards.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And it is okay to kind of take a moment to pause where you are and still move and take stock in that, right? The next little tidbit would be nutrition or the way that you feed yourself. This is a really good time for sour foods, for fermented foods. And I think about that pretty naturally in this way of like, you know, super simple. In the winter, we tend to eat lots of well-cooked, long, slow foods like soups and stews. Mm-hmm. And in the summer, we tend to eat really fresh, right? Salads, things straight from the garden. And what is kind of in between those two things? Fermented foods, foods that have cooked themselves.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
It's also a great way to start to use up the things that are still remaining in your pantry, right? Before you start to stock them again. And then lastly, I just want to offer a couple little internal reflections that you can use. So it's a good time to kind of pull your journal back out and just ask yourself some really specific questions. And I'll rattle them off fairly quickly in our last couple minutes, but I promise to post them on a Body IQ site so you can come back to them, and I'll send them to the radio so you can visit them at khns.com. So how do I face obstacles? Do I pause for clarity and gather information? Do I push onward, kind of blindly and stubbornly? Do I stall, moving in circles or standing still? How do I support my goals? Do I have clear, flexible plans? Or am I rigid? Or am I scattered? Do I offer enough space to actually succeed? Do I offer enough space to be flexible and reconsider? How do I wake in the morning? Am I rested with an appetite for the day? Am I feeling sluggish and slow? Or do I feel like a bull in a china shop, always on the go? Do I have a balanced sense of self and self-assertion? Am I angry or bullying towards others? Am I passive and a pushover? How is my flexibility of body, mind, and spirit? Do I have a sense of freedom? Am I participating in activities that feed me socially, physically, and internally? And lastly, where have I been spending my time and energy? Does this support where I want to go? So thanks so much for joining me today on this edition of the spring and the gentle ebb and flow that creates with our body IQ, our internal
our
wisdom.
Body IQ. I know that's your business name. It's such a really an awesome hook.
Yeah.
Body IQ is a really awesome hook that we think about, that we find clarity and intelligence that relates to our body, our mind, our emotions, our internal operations. It's really nice.
Yeah. And before we close out today, I just want to throw it out there to the community that if you want more body IQ lessons, you can join me on Wednesday evenings at 5:45 for yoga, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 to noon for a little bit more of a strength training class combined with some flexibility. And in early May, I'm offering my first local retreat. Which will be 3 full days of diving deep into the mechanisms of what we tend to practice in yoga.
Very fine.
Yeah.
All right. I'm speaking with Dr. Marnie Hartman. She's a physical therapist, certified strength and conditioning specialist, and a registered yoga teacher, and a friend of mine for many years. Marnie, it's nice to have you here.
Thank you,
on our wellness talk.
Yes.
All right.